Words matter and can create a crisis for companies and government agencies. Welcome back to another Crisis Management Minute. I'm Edward Siegel, author of the award-winning and best-selling book, Crisis Ahead, 101 Ways to Prepare for and Bounce Back from Disasters, Scandals, and Other Emergencies. I'm also a leadership strategy senior contributor for Forbes.com. It's always important for executives to consider how others could hear and interpret, or even misunderstand, what they want to say. This critical crisis management lesson came through loud and clear last week when Kellogg's CEO said that struggling families should eat cereal for dinner. His comments were criticized by news organizations. Some consumers said the comments were tone-deaf from an executive who made more than $4 million a year. Be sure to ask for feedback from colleagues or staff on what you want to say about controversial or sensitive topics. Otherwise, you could run the risk of damaging the brand or reputation of your organization and may have to apologize for what you said or how and when you said it. That's it for this edition of the Crisis Management Minute. Be sure to come back next week for more advice on how to manage a crisis, or subscribe to the Crisis Management Minute wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, it's not a matter of if your organization will have a crisis, but when. And the sooner you're prepared for it, the better.